Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Janet Christie's here, too. Janet's our good friend, longtime, more than eight-year member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the president of Leverage and Development, the author of a number of books on helping small business owners put their best foot forward, including Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned. That's just one of her books. And she's our good friend, Janet Christie. Welcome back to the show.
Nice to be here.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Janet, have you seen the Geico commercial where words actually do hurt?
Yes, I love that one.
Isn't that the funniest thing? Folks, you know what I'm talking about. The cowboy is riding away, and Jesse tells Daisy he's a loner, and he's a loner's got to be alone. And so he rides off, and there's this the big the end sign is you know, you think it's just a graphic, and he runs into the sign, knocks him off his horse. So words can hurt you, can't they?
Oh yes,
words do matter, don't they?
Oh, absolutely, to the recipient and to the speaker.
And so, whenever we're in the marketplace, and this is something that I know you've thought a lot about too, Janet, as I have. When you're in the marketplace, you really need to be intentional and accurate in the words that you use, don't you? Shouldn't you?
Yes. You can't be too accurate, actually, or you need to be seeing what you're saying from the other person's viewpoint, recipient's viewpoint. And when I read your column about the no problem, I said somebody else understands the mistakes they're making.
Week before last, folks, if you don't, if for whatever insane reason you don't take my newsletter or read my column on the website or whatever, my blog, I wrote an article about titled basically "No Problem is a Big Problem," and so anyway, go ahead, Janet.
Well, what you said was that, you know, when somebody says "no problem," it's like the assumed was that there was a problem.
That's what I'm thinking.
So, yeah.
I lay a $100 bill on the counter, and you give me back $3.69 change, and I say thank you. And you say, no problem. You know what? If I just gave you money, then I don't think that's a problem.
It's absolutely no problem.
And I shouldn't have to wait for you to absolve me of my crime for buying something from you by telling me that, no problem, you're forgiven.
Well, and I guess that maybe it's the male-female viewpoint, but you're thinking that there was an assumed problem. To me, it's like they're saying, oh, you didn't bother me, or I don't mind.
I don't care how you take it. It's still wrong.
Yes. And I don't know that anybody else says anything like you and I are saying, but I know that they feel that because the attitude and the delivery and especially the words are so important. I used to direct weddings. That was before they were all Broadway
productions. God bless you.
Well, no, it was much simpler when I did it.
Well, we long for your days then, Janet.
Especially if you're having a paper one.
Exactly.
But I digress. So when I directed a wedding, I always spent some time with the ushers, the stand-up people for the groom that seat the guests. I always spent some time with them and with the bridesmaids and other people involved, but especially those ushers or groomsmen, showing them how to seat someone, how to, you know, let the woman extend their arm, let the woman take the arm, go and seat them, and, you know, put motion her into the seat. Because I told them that you are setting the attitude for the whole wedding in the beginning. And that's what this is about. Mm-hmm. If your attitude is that you are grateful to a customer, that you care about them, that they are important, then that will be conveyed in what you say and do. But if you have some bad habits saying some things like no problem, you've just destroyed whatever attitude you
That's exactly
had.
Right. That's exactly right. And I'll tell you something else. I'm even more of a Nazi about this, because I say that if a customer says thank you to you before you say thank you, you failed.
Oh, yes.
So if I give you the money, you know, it's not even enough, in my opinion, to see. And look, I'm fighting for small business lives here. My job is to help small business owners to do everything they can to be successful. And when you've got employees, or you yourself, hand a customer a product, and if in the process of handing it to them, you let them say thank you as they take the change from you, before you say thank you for your business, I think you failed. What do you think?
I do think you have failed. And what I see so much of today is a sense of entitlement everywhere. So to me, when they don't say thank you, it's as if they are entitled to mm-hmm. your money without
right.
really delivering
That's
a
right.
service or product.
That's exactly right. But see, I think part of the deal, the no problem thing, I think is more of a form of laziness, and which is the opposite of what I said earlier about being intentional and specific mm-hmm. and accurate. That's not being lazy. That's being working hard. Because think about this, folks. Think about how hard you work to get a customer to come to your door. Why would you and do business with you? Why in the world would you plant anything in their mind that sounds like a negative? What do you think?
Oh, I agree. And the one that really triggers my bad reactions is when my husband and I go to a restaurant and the hostess, the one that's going to seat us, says, just the two of you?
Yeah.
Or there's just two of you?
Yeah.
Like, okay, right. would it have been better if we'd have brought a party?
Well, no, I think what they're saying there, Janet, is, so you guys don't have any friends, huh? Hey, Janet, let me tell you what I've done. I have taken waitresses aside. Not any waiters, always ladies for some reason. But I've taken waitresses aside and said, if you'll stop saying no problem and start saying you're welcome or it's my pleasure and thank you, but never no problem, do that for 2 weeks and let me know what you see. And when I'd go back, I've actually had them come over to me and say, you know what? Since I quit saying no problem, my tips have gone up.
Wow.
Yeah, I've done that I've had that to happen more than once. So my point, folks, is customers may not say anything, but they don't like hearing it. Words do matter. Don't get taken out by the end sign, right? Right, Janet? Don't get knocked off your horse like Jesse. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Leverageanddevelopment.com is Janet's website. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.